Today's Digest for August 17, 2026. 10 stories today, covering AI infrastructure deals, safety governance inside the big labs, a new open weights model worth running locally, and fresh security research. There's a payments giant buying its way into the model routing layer, an outage that took Claude down for the better part of an hour, and a Windows 11 bypass with a CVE attached. Here's the rundown. Stripe is reportedly buying OpenRouter for more than $7 billion. Bloomberg broke the news, following earlier Wall Street Journal reporting that the two were in talks last month. OpenRouter runs an AI gateway, a single access point that lets developers reach more than 400 models and switch between them on cost, latency, or capability. It claims 8 million users, and it raised a Series B in May at a $1.3 billion valuation, backed by Sequoia, Andreessen Horowitz, Menlo Ventures, and Alphabet's Capital G. That puts Stripe's price at roughly 5 times what the company was worth 3 months ago. Chief Executive Alex Atala has described OpenRouter as the equivalent of Stripe for AI, a framing that apparently landed. Stripe declined to comment, saying it does not respond to rumors or speculation. The strategic logic is hard to miss. Whoever sits between developers and the model providers gets to meter the traffic. Anthropic confirmed a major outage yesterday that took Claude offline across several products. It started shortly before 10 p.m. UTC on August 16th and hit Claude.ai, Claude Code, and Claude Cowork. Users reported login failures, pages that would not load, and requests that never completed. Anthropic's status page first called it an authentication problem preventing some users from signing in, then broadened that about 9 minutes later to degraded performance affecting Claude.ai and platform.claude.com. Claude Console and the Claude API stayed operational throughout, which points at the login path rather than inference capacity. Everything was restored by 22:40 UTC, a total window of roughly 42 minutes. Anthropic has not said publicly what caused it, and both incidents were still under investigation at the time of reporting. Anthropic chief executive Dario Amodei is pushing back on the idea that his own warnings about AI risk are what soured the public on the technology. The exchange started with investor Gavin Baker, who argued Amodei has been too negative and should take up a more positive advocacy role for the industry. Amodei disputed the premise, saying his messaging has been about equally balanced between risks and benefits, and pointing out his essay Machines of Loving Grace as the positive case. His counter-diagnosis is that the problem is not pessimistic messaging from lab leaders. It is that ordinary people do not trust companies, governments, or the tech industry generally. He called it fundamentally a crisis of trust. He also offered a notably self-critical line, saying the most accurate criticism of AI companies, including Anthropic, is that they have not yet delivered on their big promises, and that shipping real results, not better marketing, is what would move public opinion. John Gruber has published a sharp critique of Anthropic's new text watermarking in Claude, calling it a perversion of writing. The technique is steganographic. At each point where the model picks a token, candidate words are sorted into green and red lists using a secret key, and the model is nudged toward the green ones. Given enough text, the statistical fingerprint becomes detectable, though only Anthropic holds the key, and detection is probabilistic rather than certain. Gruber's objection is that imperceptible is not the same as free. Biasing word choice toward a hidden list means sometimes picking a worse word than the one the model would otherwise have chosen. He also flags that the scheme appears to run globally, even though the underlying requirement is EU regulation, and that the watermark can survive a user's own edits, raising the prospect of human-written prose being flagged as machine output. OpenAI quietly disbanded its preparedness team at the end of July, according to Financial Times reporting. That was the unit charged with assessing whether the company's own models posed catastrophic risks, things like meaningful uplift for bioweapons work or large-scale cyber attacks, and with building mitigations before a model shipped. The work has not been eliminated outright. Responsibilities for areas such as cybersecurity and biological risk have been
Lay.
Simon Willison has spent time with QN3.827B, the Apache 2 licensed, vision-capable model Alibaba's QN Lab released on Friday, and his verdict is that it is excellent but badly configured out of the box. 27 billion parameters quantizes down to about 17 gigabytes, which is the whole point. This runs on a well-specced laptop. It carries a 262,000 token context window, and multi-token prediction lifted his throughput by roughly 72%. The catch is the default reasoning effort, which ships set to extra high. Asked simply to draw an SVG of a circle, the model spent minutes planning an over-engineered animated version. His Pelican benchmark took 21 minutes and 22,000 reasoning tokens to produce about 3,000 output tokens. Turning reasoning off cut that to 137 seconds, at some cost and quality. His advice is to dial the reasoning setting down before you judge the model. A new open source tool called Hazmat tackles a problem anyone running coding agents has thought about. By default, an agent you launch runs as you, with your permissions, which means your SSH keys, your cloud credentials, and every sensitive config file on the machine sit inside its blast radius. Hazmat runs the agent inside a separate account on your own machine instead. It wraps the harnesses people actually use, including Claude Code, Codex, OpenCode, and Cursor Agent, plus arbitrary scripts of your own. The agent gets the project directory you name and read-only visibility into whatever else you allow, while the credential directories stay out of reach. Before anything runs, you get a session summary spelling out what it can write to, what it can only read, and whether it can reach the network. Notably, the containment model is specified in TLA+, so the design is machine-checkable rather than merely asserted. It is free on GitHub. Academics at the University of Birmingham and Durham University have disclosed a way to defeat some of Windows 11's strongest protections without ever opening the machine. The work, led by Sam Collins with Professor Tom Chothia and Assistant Professor Marius Muench, targets virtualization-based security and hypervisor-enforced code integrity, the layers designed to hold the line against an attacker who already has administrator rights. That precondition matters. This is not a remote break. It assumes privileged access is already established. The weakness sits in DDR4 and DDR5 memory modules, whose configuration chips ship without write protection, which the researchers estimate covers more than half of high-performance consumer memory. The consequences include re-enabling known vulnerable drivers, switching off endpoint protection, and pulling data out of isolated enclaves. Microsoft acknowledged the research, shipped mitigations in the April updates, and says machines with secure boot enabled are protected. Cryptocurrency wallet maker SafePal has disclosed a data breach affecting 39,798 customers. The exposed records are order information, names, email addresses, shipping addresses, phone numbers, and purchase details, covering orders placed between March 2025 and April of this year. The company traced it to an authorization flaw in a plugin used for order tracking, which under certain conditions let one customer view another customer's order. SafePal says seed phrases, private keys, wallet passwords, and payment card numbers were not exposed, and that it found no evidence the incident gave anyone access to wallets or funds. That is the reassuring half. The other half is that a shipping address tied to a hardware wallet purchase is exactly the kind of list somebody wants to buy, and a threat actor has claimed to be selling this data on a cybercrime forum. SafePal fixed the flaw, cut data retention to 90 days, took down more than 30 related phishing sites, and notified customers on August 16. Finally today, German and Brazilian police have dismantled an international bank fraud ring blamed for stealing about 30 million euros from a German financial institution and its payment service provider. Brazilian authorities arrested 4 people and are pursuing 3 more suspects in Spain and Bulgaria, executing 21 search warrants across 7 Brazilian cities on August 13. The operation was named Clonin. What stands out is the shape of the timeline. The opening dates to late 2023, when the attackers found a flaw in the payment provider's booking system introduced by a faulty software update. The actual theft took 4 days. The investigation took years. Courts in Brazil have ordered the seizure of assets, vehicles, and real estate worth roughly 106 million reais, about $20.7 million. Investigators also identified one suspect who used stolen funds to finance a political campaign in 2024. That's the rundown for August 17, 2026. 10 stories, a $7 billion acquisition, a 42-minute outage, two arguments about whether the labs are being straight with us, one very capable local model that thinks too hard, and three reminders that the security work is never finished. Back tomorrow.